Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
AfterBuzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, everybody. My name is TK Trinidad, aka the Canadian Assassin. Sarah the Rebel is not with us today. She's doing some stuff. Just wait for it. It's going to come out in about a week or so. Evan is visiting his folks. However, you're watching the number one women's wrestling show on the planet, and we have nothing but incredible things coming. Star of the week. We're going to be talking some news, but it's not about me. It's about the guests that we have, the two guests we have, the married couple who kissed right before we just went to air. I love it.
You're talking about us.
We have Lucha Royalty and fellow Canadian.
Yeah.
And friend of the show.
Woo!
Taya Valkyrie.
Hey, what's up?
And Mara Slamtown.
Probably John also the wrestler with the most John-based names
John
in the history
Morrison,
of wrestling.
Johnny Muno, Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact.
This is the new one now. Just
Johnny Gimmick Name.
Johnny Gimmick Name.
Available now on ProWrestlingTees.com.
That covers it all.
I have a question about that. Well, we'll get to that in a hot second. Now, did you guys get a chance to watch Raw at all?
No.
Every once in a while, we watch that recap.
Okay. Yeah, something like that. But we didn't get
AfterBuzz because we do a recap.
I saw the gifs of Brie Bella knocking out Liv.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. So we can hit the news segment real quick. Tony, got a little news for you. Evan usually does this, so, you know, I'm just kind of out of whack. So, Liv Tyler, she's been diagnosed with a concussion. So, on Monday...
Liv Morgan.
Why did I say Liv Tyler?
And Liv it really Tyler said is also Morgan a person.
That's why.
Liv Tyler, she's Steven Tyler's daughter. Yeah. So, she has a concussion. It happened on Monday. Now, people are actually going after Brie, like, she did this on purpose, which is obviously not the case. What do you guys think of that, and what do you guys have to say?
I mean, accidents happen all the time. You can't just always blame one person or the other. And, you know, they both have to have, you know, confidence in each other if they're facing one another. That's, you know, in the ring, that's what happens. And hopefully she's okay and she'll be, you know, get out of there, you know, safe and sound with no permanent problems. And, I mean, it's just an accident that happens. That's what pro wrestling is.
Yeah, it was crazy. When I heard about it, I thought she was just, like, cold-cocked and she was done. But they actually managed to get her to the edge of the ring. They did the triple suplex, then got her out of it during the commercial break. And it's, like, the fact that she could do all that after getting kicked in the face.
Like, I mean, I was knocked out on my feet when my nose was broken when I got kicked in the face. And I was still... you're still able to do stuff, especially if you're, you know, obviously experienced and a professional.
Sometimes
but you're knocked
out
on your feet. You're knocked
like
out on your feet.
Mode.
Yeah. So there's like nothing there really.
Right.
But you're just
but you
going
can
through
still
the motions
do stuff like
and you're
a zombie.
Like, you know, able to get through it. It's not
take
the best
suplexes,
thing to do. But
get dragged back to your corner.
Yeah.
There's no place in the business for anyone who purposefully injures somebody, but it was pretty clear to me that was an accident.
Yeah, well, yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
It's just like how, you know, I don't think fans are. You either have people who like the Bellas and people who don't, so it just kind of gave them another reason to.
Yeah, I mean, and
like
fans,
the Bellas or not, like you can't say that she did that on purpose.
No, come on. And like fans will always, you know, pick their sides and have an opinion. We all know that, but this is absolutely an accident.
Yeah,
and I wish Liv all the best
and professional too, because if you see it, I think Sarah, she was like had like a oh shit moment in the corner.
Right.
And then they still, you know, figured it out and got it, you know.
Got through it.
Yeah. So that's definitely because I think I'd be like, oh, no, we need to stop this right now. There's something wrong. So, you know.
But definitely. That's their job. And, you know, they did their best. And hopefully she's going to be okay. And you know, we don't want that to happen to anybody
Future. It's easy to say in hindsight that they should have, like, dragged her out of the match to make sure she was okay. But in the moment, you never know, like, how bad something is. She's probably, like, even if she was out of it, saying, like, she's okay.
Right.
Because usually that's your reflex.
We all do that.
When you're in zombie mode and someone asks you how
I'm
you
fine,
are.
I'm fine, I swear.
I'm totally fine. Oh, yeah? What day is it? today.
Well, we'll see. So she's so they're actually scheduled to, for October 6th in the Super Showdown to go against Ronda with the Bella Twins. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. So,
like a 2-on-1 handicap?
No, a 3. So it's Riot Squad, Ronda Rousey with the Bella Twins, which is that storyline's all kind of weird.
I know all about that storyline because we watch Raw.
Moving on, hit that bell, Tony. So, kind of interesting. So, WWE stocks have hit an all-time high.
I know. Man, that Fox deal.
$95 per stock.
Could have made a fortune.
You know who did make a fortune, though? The WWE Vice President of Television Production, Kevin Dunn.
Oh, that's good.
He sold over $10 million in stock shares.
Good that Kevin Dunn made $10 million bucks on that stock. Oh, man. That's good for him.
Imagine how high the stock will go if John ever goes back.
Uh-oh. That's a lot of pressure.
Saying. I mean, you don't even need to... Well, we'll talk. You don't even need to do that. You guys have a lot... They have... I literally have a page of stuff that they're doing.
We're going to run out of time talking
and
about
And then us. I ran through it, and they're like, no, we have two more things. I'm like, oh, okay.
There's a lot.
So, you know, maybe you should start your own stock, like a Boone stock.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that, the Boone stock.
The gimmick name stock.
Johnny gimmick name stock. You can invest in any one of the 20 different John-based names.
Tony hit
we'll
that
see
down.
Which one takes off.
So... That leads me to the question. So you have a billion names. If you can go, because I know there's some ownership, like some other people own certain ownership. If you can scrub all that away and you can go by just one name, what would it be?
Well, it's definitely safe to say I failed branding 101 because it's, in my opinion, best when a wrestler starts his career or her career and finishes his or her career with the same name. So everybody knows who the person is the whole time.
Right.
So if I had to pick any one name...
Johnny Valkyrie. No.
Well, obviously. But but seriously, it would be Johnny Blaze Valkyrie. Johnny Blaze is my first name that I wanted to be at the very beginning of my wrestling career. Uh-huh. I was Johnny Blaze for one episode of Raw before we got a cease and desist. From Method Man,
okay.
And also from Marvel, because Ghost Rider's name is Johnny Blaze.
Okay.
So a couple of cease and desists.
So Method Man actually sent, or is it just his people?
I bet you it was his people.
But you like to
but
say
But it would be pretty funny if he personally called. Like he was just
Excuse me, I have
watching Raw waiting for someone to say they were Johnny Blaze.
And he barely uses that name Blaze. Now anyway.
Well, Johnny Blaze was on TV in 2004. That was...
Well, yeah.
He was probably using it more back then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you could, it'd be Johnny Blaze.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, next question. Boone 2 happening?
Boone 2, Bad to the Boone. Well, let me know. Okay, let me know what you think. So,
is that the name?
it's like all like in my head. It hasn't
I've
been
heard all this discussed so many times.
You guys need a reality show.
If you can go with Bad to the Boone being about...
A baboon.
Choice one. Boone can't afford his crew, so it's just Boone and a baboon, and he calls his monkey Baboon, and Boone and Baboon chase down the bad guys, but it gets really violent because baboons frequently are pretty violent creatures, you know
yes,
what I mean?
They are,
People
actually.
Don't realize like how vicious monkeys can get. Geese too.
Yeah,
oh,
they
I got
attack.
A whole geese story. I got bit by geese when I was a little kid. And then I bit Donald Duck at Disneyland like when I was like 3 years old to get back at that geese. That's Goose. For another podcast. But so Boone and Baboon are chasing down bad guys.
Okay.
And Baboon kind of like gets a little nuts. He rips people's faces off. Maybe it'd be more of a rated R thing. Or Bad to the Boone, like the sequel to Boone, is more about Boone getting his crew back together. And somebody puts a bounty out on Boone the Bounty Hunter himself.
Okay.
And then rival packs of bounty hunters track down Boone and his crew has to come help fight him and save him. Which one would you be more interested in?
The second one. So would it be... So for you guys who haven't, Boone the Bounty Hunter, you need to check it out. It's on Netflix. It's on the budget that you said you did it with. It's amazing.
It's pretty hard to argue the fact that it's the best movie about bounty hunting ever to come out in 2017. It's irrefutable.
I have one request though.
Yes.
If when you do it, and if Rampage is there, give him advance notice. More shirts off for Rampage.
Okay. Too much clothing for Rampage Jackson.
Yes.
Rampage, quitting. you're listening,
just say
you heard it here. You should wear your shirt a lot less.
Heard it here first.
No, just less. Just, you know, oiled up preferably.
People want you oiled up and shirtless.
Just being out there. Now, so have you written it or are you, and then is Ty going to be in it?
This is not yet written, so.
Was that look like you Boone better be?
And Baboon and the crew and like hunting down the bad guys. Uh-huh. In my head, I've got this idea where Taya starts as kind of like a badass female bounty hunter.
Uh-huh.
And her and Boone have a couple of fight scenes.
Okay.
But then they realize that they respect each other and are attracted to each other sexually because their skills are so similar.
I don't know if I should leave now.
I mean, that's just kind of what I have in my head.
Yeah, anyways.
We're talking about fighting skills, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. just checking. So tell us a little bit. So your social media was blowing up. Your social media was blowing up on my timeline the last couple, maybe week or so. The Iron Sheik Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Ooh. Tell the people, babe, about the Iron Sheik Massacre.
John and I wrote a horror comedy short on our honeymoon. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Over a lot of Mai Tais.
So. Kara is a huge fan of horror movies, and I'm not really. I like comedies. She always wants to watch horror movies.
And I'm like, the dumber the horror movie, the more I'm in love with it. Okay? Right. So like real slashery, like weird stuff.
So we were inundated with watching a ton of horror movies over the course of like, I mean, the relationship, yes, but also the honeymoon.
Yeah. And we had this idea for this movie. I don't want to give too much away, but like we still want to talk about it. So, yeah, it all came to fruition and came together, and we filmed it last week at our house with our friends and a whole crew of people. We filmed for 5-6 days straight, nights, 5 to 5. It was crazy because it's, like,
there's the a couple first nights time, you know. Like 5 p.m. to, like, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
We went over a couple nights.
Yeah, and it was really cool because it's the first project that John and I have done together
right.
That was, like, really our vision and, like, I mean, when we were writing it and, like, you know, drinking Mai Tais and, like, discussing how we were going to do off with all our friends and stuff, it didn't seem weird at the time, but now I talk about it, I'm like, wow, that's a little... People in the pool must have been like, what is wrong with these people?
And, well, also, because last night we were having dinner with my folks.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, look at this picture, like, behind the scenes to his mom, and his mom was like, oh, no. And I was like, and you're not going to see this movie.
She's like, are we going to get to see the movie when it's done? And we're both like... Maybe we should do like a PG cut.
So when's the anticipated date?
We're hoping to have it ready for the spring. Okay. And we'll do a screening and talk more about it then. And then we want to submit it to film festivals next year.
Nice.
So yeah, it's just kind of like a fun little thing that we got to do together with our friends. And it was a totally different thing that I've never, you know, written a movie like this before or like put on and understood what goes into the production of something like this. Mm-hmm. So it was a learning curve for me, but I'm really excited for everyone to see it because it's pretty friggin' awesome.
Yeah. I'm like a punk when it comes to horror. Like when I watch Thriller, like Michael Jackson, I'm still scared.
Really?
So.
Well, have you laughing?
I get scared of
screaming.
Horror movies too, and that's why I don't like them.
Yeah, but too bad. You can like them now.
Well, I've been forced.
Wow, it's been proclaimed.
I've been forced to watch horror movies.
You will love them.
I'm married into it.
So here's my thing. So you're going to have the screening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last time you were on, Taya, we were talking about your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So you had two weddings that you, kudos to you. Lucia, you need to give her a raise because I tried every angle.
I was not saying a word
about
that.
Two weddings. Now, we knew, the rumor was you had it on Lucia, but you also had your real wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And we, at Women's Wrestling Weekly, asked to be a part of the wedding, just like announce. And I put it out there, and you, Johnny, actually liked the tweet that I put out, but nobody ever responded.
Really?
Yes.
I'm a nice guy.
So, you guys obviously got married and forgot all about us, but that's okay.
There's a lot going on.
In my defense, sometimes I scroll through my mentions and just like everything.
Okay, thanks. We don't mean anything.
I mean, but that tweet, I remember.
And also, let's remind everybody.
I remember reading it and thinking, like, TK seems nice. I'm going to like this.
That John was on Survivor the whole time leading up to our wedding. Remember?
Okay.
So if he didn't answer anything then, it was probably because
You probably liked the tweet from my...
Long lost on an island. Oh, yeah, it was probably me.
You
probably
liked it.
I was managing all social media.
So you liked the tweet of me saying, hey, we're supposed to be coming to the wedding.
I'm like, I'm John Morrison.
So then we could just shoot John hate for not saying anything at that. Okay, cool.
Well, at least I liked it.
Yeah, well, you know, we appreciate
it. Or she liked it for me. Or,
so now we're putting the bin for, you know, just to be around when you put this movie out. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, I'm sure they'll have like a red carpet and everyone will get invited and we'll want people there. And I really want everyone to see it because it is such a cool project.
We need coverage.
There you go.
So, I mean, our house is still covered in blood. It's nuts. It's kind of spooky to like when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like heading to the fridge for your midnight protein snack and you're a dead body that's dressed up in your roommate's clothes is on the couch with no head.
And it's just looking
like, it's unnerving.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, Presley's even in it, our dog.
He's
the star. He's great.
You're Presley's
he got
Twitter
his little paws in all the blood and tracked it all over the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope one of us
you'll
from
like
the show.
It.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay.
Don't worry.
And for sure, when it's ready, we need coverage and someone to come to the party and hang out with us. Help us drink champagne.
Just saying, if it wakes up, if I get nightmares, I'm going to be sending you tweets at like.
No, this is like a really, like, this is a once in a lifetime kind of fun thing that we did with the wrestlers who are our friends in it as actors, as well as the Iron Sheik himself is involved. So there is lots of fun things in there for you that will not give you nightmares.
Okay. All right, thank you. So we will be there.
This is a combo of my love of comedy and my love of horror.
So now going back to the wedding for Lucha Underground was kind of crazy. Yep. Did you guys like partake in the craziness? Like, oh, this is what we want to do, or did people come with you the ideas, or how did that all happen?
I would say it was a collaboration. Although if any one person had the most input on the wedding, it was Kira. She was like the main person in both weddings. The bride gets what the bride wants.
That's, I mean, it's kind of awesome, though. You had two weddings, technically.
Two totally different weddings, let's be honest. Well, when the writers came to me with the idea, they really wanted my opinion. Like, what do you think Taya in the Lucha Underground world and Johnny Mundo would have as a wedding? And I was like, well, it can't just be in a white dress. It can't just be, you know, all pretty and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, I really see it as like my big fat gypsy wedding. Like, I was just like, and I like went online and found all these photos of like these bridal parties from that reality show and sent them to our writers, and they were just like, what is this? I swear, this is just, I'm like, please trust me. And they completely trusted me on the vision of lime green.
They thought you were joking at first, though, when she said green.
Yeah, no,
they were
like, no.
Really? No, what color do you really want the dress?
No, I want green. And I kept looking and looking for an example of what I wanted the dress and the costume to look like. Uh-huh. And I actually found, because I was following all these bridal Instagrams because I was getting married.
Right.
So I was following Panina Tornay, and up came this Panina Tornay runway dress. I have it on my social media.
Panina, not to be confused with Panini.
Dress.
Which is what I called her all the time.
That was so ridiculous.
Because I was thinking, when I saw the green, I thought of Khalees. Khalees and Nas. Khalees had a green dress when she got married to Nas.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. That's what I thought about. I was like, okay.
No, now I want to. I'm sure everyone's seen it, but I put up side by side of the green dress with the Panina Tornay dress, which I'm sure was like a $25,000 dress. Ridiculous. I'm like, and I wrote in the writer, I'm like, I'm sorry, at Panina Tornay, you're probably mortified by this, but thank you. Like, it was the inspiration for it. And I think that it really came across as like ridiculous, over the top glamour. Yes. And, you know, it's Lucha Underground. It's not meant to
It was a super fun episode. I thought it was like one of the things that we've done on TV that I'm the most excited about people seeing.
And you have you have two documentations. Of
It's like two completely different worlds.
Sunday people and, yeah, married twice.
You have to pay for that one.
And obviously, as a little Easter egg, like Holly and Melissa were both in our real wedding party as well as my TV wedding party. So
your wedding, the video from your actual wedding looked popping though too.
Oh yeah,
That was pretty popping too.
Yeah, the dance moves.
I mean, no one interrupted the ceremony part.
We called that on the fly. Yeah,
she was the dance general. You know, the same thing as the ring general.
We
basically,
tried
when I'm
practicing.
Dancing, I just listen to what Kira says.
We tried practicing it, and we were like, should we, like, choreograph something? And John's dance skills are, you know, not as good as his parkour skills. So when we were...
It's true. I can do, like, power moves in parkour, but when it comes to actual dancing and, like, following a rhythm...
Yeah.
No. So
the two-step? Not even the two-step?
No.
What's that?
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but I don't know.
So when we were, like, dancing, and obviously we picked a Michael Jackson song as our first dance and everything. So at one point I was like, all right, ready and break dance, go. And then he like break dance and I was like, boop, boop, boop. And then afterwards people were like, oh my God, that choreography was so great. I'm like, yes, We're such workers.
Like, we worked them.
So it worked out great.
The sign of a true professional.
Calling yeah. it and on then the you dance went floor. On your honeymoon and then
wrote
you
this movie.
Wrote
yes.
this movie.
Yeah.
Any rumors as far as like, have you got like a script for season 5 of Lucha or like been contacted?
Oh, there's all kinds of rumors.
Well, yeah, there's lots of rumors and a lot of people saying a whole bunch of different things.
I mean,
things.
We're probably going to start in February. Another rumor. I just started it. I didn't hear that.
I was going to be like, exclusive.
Do you believe it?
Cut that
do you know?
Out.
I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. Season 5, February. We're going to be in a new temple. The third temple.
Is there
Candyland? I don't know.
Is there anything that you're hoping? Because we're currently in Lucha still, but is there anything that you're hoping for your characters to do that haven't been done yet?
Well, ooh, that's a good question.
It's a question that we can't really answer because you haven't seen the rest of the season.
Yeah, the rest of the season.
You guys
ends
are very good
in an epic
that's
manner.
Very, very, very
yeah,
good.
The season ends in a crazy, crazy way. So
if you're not watching,
hold
Lucha,
on to your hats,
you need to watch Lucha because
yeah.
it's a whole different beast.
It's mm-hmm. better. That was a sad air horn.
Oh my goodness.
DJZ's air horn.
Yeah, I really like mouth air horns. I just does anyone feel like God. There should be more air horns? I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, it's 10 years ago, but nope, not me. I want more air horn. You can never have too much air horn. Yeah!
So let's talk about Impact real quick. So Impact comes on every Thursday on Pop TV. What's the, like, what how are your, first off, you guys travel everywhere. So how often do you go to film for Impact? Like, what's the timeline for that?
That's a, there's no definitive answer for that because sometimes Impact will film 2 or 3 days in a row. Sometimes mm-hmm. they'll film like 4 days in a row. Lately, it seems like they've been doing 2 to 3 days of tapings at a time, mm-hmm. which is nice because I think it gives the crowd a chance to rest. You know what I mean? When we
get
were doing Orlando,
a
like 6 days in a row, mm-hmm. it felt like not only the wrestlers, but also the crowd would get tired.
Oh, yeah.
So with these 2 to 3 days in a city and then moving on to another city, it seems like every time we get to a new city, people are hot to trot and out to get what Impact's got, if you know what I mean. I just made that up. I've had a lot of coffee
so you,
today.
You liked
this is
the,
water, though.
You liked the Mexico because you guys recently went to Mexico, correct?
Yeah. It was the first time Impact's gone to Mexico, and it felt two things there. It felt like a big success. The people there seemed really into Impact, mm-hmm. and I felt like Impact was missing one very important part of their roster that's beloved in Mexico. Guess who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What?
Did you get tweets? Because that's what I noticed.
Yes. There's lots of things brewing. There's some things that are gonna happen tomorrow night on Impact that
percolating.
Yeah. I just say go watch tomorrow's episode.
Steeping.
Once again, I can't tell you anything.
Oh, you're just not even a little.
But
okay.
I can say that like the next Impact stuff is all in New York City and then in Vegas.
It's gonna be a tasty hot beverage you're gonna want
to
drink.
I'm pretty excited to go back to New York. I haven't been there in a long time, so it'll be great.
Yeah, Bound for Glory, Sunday, October 14th, 2018.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're thirsty on October 14th, people. Because Bound for Glory is coming at you.
Johnny Impact.
Johnny Impact. Austin Aries. Two man, one title. One leads as a loop. Yeah, there you go. That's what I was waiting for.
You're going on a cruise October 27th to the 31st, Chris Jericho cruise. Have you ever been on one, or is this the first one?
This is actually going to be the first cruise that I've ever been on. Super excited for the Chris Jericho cruise. I'm super excited to take the Bullet Club to Slamtown. I mean, everybody's, I'm sure, seen the YouTube show, BTE, not to be confused with CTE. Marty, Adam Page, Cody, and the Bucks consist of the Ring of Honor Bullet Club, and they're going to be taking on Team Impact, captained by yours truly, Johnny Impact, the renowned team captain of Team Impact. The people following me on the cruise are Sami Callihan, Brian Cage, and LAX.
So,
did I say that I'm the team captain?
You're the team captain, but
of
is
team
it
Impact?
Moose? Wait, isn't Moose Mr. Impact?
Moose is Mr. Impact, and I'm Johnny Impact. So I guess if the two of us ever were married, not that we could now because I'm already spoken for, we could hyphenate Impact, or neither one of us would have to change our name.
Okay, so there's not a conflict of interest, because I feel like there only could be one Impact.
Well, if we're in the same room.
John was given the name of Johnny Impact.
Okay.
And Moose gave himself the name.
Oh, well. We'll just
Hey, Moose! Hey! Yeah.
YouTube series, We're Aloka.
Yes.
What? Late.
I haven't done one in a few weeks just because we've been so incredibly...
You guys are always busy.
Busy with stuff. But
Thank you for coming in, by the way. This was... Sorry to cut you off. This was last minute. I emailed and I was like, can you... And she's like, yes. And then we're here. So thank you
no
both.
No problem. But yeah, I hope to get up and running with that again. It's just sometimes it's just so... And I try to do things that are fresh every week. Mm-hmm. I don't want to... I don't like really like reusing things or what reusing old video or whatever. So it sometimes is hard to just find the day or, you know, the few days to put it together. And I edit it myself and I do all that stuff. So hopefully I'll have that up and running through the fall again. So... Right, so check it out, We're Aloka TV on YouTube.
I feel like, so here's my suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Before you put the video out, just let us know you're about to put the video out. And so we get like the exclusive, since, you know, we didn't go to the wedding. This would be just putting it out there. You know, still going to come out, just, you know.
You guys watch it first?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give the review first, review.
Yeah, that way if you like it, you can say a bunch of stuff, and if you don't like it, you can say nothing.
Look, what happens is, you guys are, well, you were originally a friend of the show, but now you both are, as a couple, a friend of the show. So when you're friends of the show,
We
help promote. Mm-hmm. We actually have a thing, or a couple people came on the show, and they're like, look, I want to do Impact, or I want to be an XT, or I want to be Mae Young. They said it on the show, and it happened.
Whoa.
There you go.
So I'm just saying... Know. Just, you know, kind of marinate on that.
I want to learn how to fly.
Something that's happening tonight. You flew there and came back.
Never a dull moment.
90 minute season premiere of CBS Survivor at 8 p.m. on CBS. Mm-hmm. What can we expect?
You can expect me running in slow motion on the beach. You can expect me competing with other contestants who may or may not be scantily clad to win immunity and reward challenges, and you can expect to see starving, freezing people eating rice and coconuts. Oh, yeah. If that doesn't spell awesome Wednesday night, I don't know what does.
So are you scantily clad as well?
Like right now?
No, on the island.
Sorry, I know. I'm just kidding. well, at some points, like, you have to swim in the ocean, mm-hmm. and then, like, it may or may not rain, and, like, you want to take your jeans off because you get the chafe. If you know, have you ever worn wet jeans for a long time?
No.
They chafe. If you wear wet jeans for more than a couple days in a row, you should take them off and dry them off, because if you don't, you get that, like,
cryptic things like being said right now.
You know, like, the little redness in your inner thighs? Do you guys' thighs rub?
So
now we're talking, everyone.
When your fiance came to you and said, look, I'm doing Survivor Series, or, like, I don't know if you asked, but, you know, look, this is what's happening. What was the first thing?
It was a sensitive subject.
She was so excited.
How long were you gone for?
7 weeks.
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
Right before our wedding. So it was definitely a sensitive subject. Mm-hmm.
She can't wait for an all-star season.
Oh, no, 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 no,
we both get called back.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, you would never, you want to do it?
I'm not.
She can't wait. She's excited.
I can't. I don't think I would be good at Survivor. I feel like Survivor, there's like, I'm like the worst liar in the history of the world. Like, and I feel like it's so much gameplay and like emotional, like playing with people's
right,
emotions.
But then you, like, if you do it in like, as a couple.
I don't know, but they split you up and stuff. If you, and they put, like, I've seen it on past couple.
The couple seasons are
pretty bad.
Are bad.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like Blood and Water, they make, like, the married couple or, like, the mother and daughter, like, play against each other.
Oh. And I just wouldn't, wins immunity, I don't think I could ever do that. And I don't have any, like, it doesn't interest me at all. I mean, I would definitely do The Amazing Race with John or something like that. But, I don't know. I just, Survivor isn't really... Doesn't really interest me.
Okay.
He did it. Congratulations. Anyways, moving on.
Strange Nature. Comes out nationwide October 2nd.
The two of us went to an exclusive premiere
with
screening.
Holly.
With Holly of Strange Nature.
Yeah, on your Instagram.
Yeah.
A buddy of ours, Jim Ohala, that was working with us on the Chic short, wrote and directed and produced and funded Strange Nature a couple years back. I helped him with the Kickstarter.
Nice.
And it's finally coming out. It's a really cool eco thriller movie that's a really niche genre, but it's a
cool.
Really cool story.
Okay.
There's some stunts, some fighting, there's mutants, there's horror, there's a little bit of everything.
Okay. Like how much horror?
No, you'd be fine.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'd dig it.
All right.
Yeah, it's more of a thriller than anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So October 2nd, that's coming out. Yes. And now this weekend, see, I told you, this is a list. This weekend, you guys both are battling for belts.
Yeah.
Happening in Vegas.
Yes. First, we are at Oklahomania on the Saturday. And then on Sunday, we are in Vegas with FSW for Mecca. Their Mecca 3, their giant show this year. And I will be taking on none other than Heather Monroe for the Women's Championship. Heather,
shine
looking at
that
you.
Belt up, Heather.
I'm coming for it.
Put that thing on the mantle.
And John as well is going after the Mecca belt.
A homie of ours, Shane Strickland.
In round one.
Shane Strickland, super nice guy. He gave us a blender for our wedding because he knows we're a fan of protein drinks. But it doesn't matter, Shane, because at Mecca 4, it doesn't matter what you got us for our wedding. It doesn't matter that you drove all the way to Padua Hills to watch us say our nuptials.
You're
I'm
going
to take you guys
down
to Slam Town anyway. Love you, Shane. But seriously.
Heather and Shane are going to Slam Town.
Yeah.
You guys need to
have
a reality show.
We'll get the buffet ready at the Slam Town Motel for you guys.
All right, so we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
So this game is called Rapid Fire Hot Tags. So I'm going to ask you some questions. Whatever the first thing that comes to your mind, just yell it out.
Okay. Jackie Chan. No,
all right. All right, Tony, hit that music. All right, so always early or always late?
Late.
Always early.
Last person you text?
Kira.
Brittany.
If you were able to watch only one action movie for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Rumble in the Bronx.
I have no clue.
One horror movie.
Scream.
If you were to listen to one album for the rest of life, what would it be?
Dark Side of the Moon.
That's a good one.
I don't know.
That's a good one, too.
So indecisive.
Doors. She would listen to Doors.
Dream dinner guest.
Johnny Mundo.
Who would play you in a movie?
Johnny Mundo. Johnny Nitro. Johnny Mundo.
A young
Johnny
Angelina Mundo. Jolie with blonde hair.
Celebrity you would like to meet?
Lady Gaga.
Jackie Chan.
last show you binged watched?
90210.
Ozarks. Or both.
Both.
Yeah.
Favorite junk food?
Ooh, hamburgers.
Ben and Jerry's Froyo Half-Baked.
All of the Ben and Jerry's, that's what John likes.
If you're on death row, what would be your last meal?
Aside from the half-baked.
It would be burgers and fries.
It'd be
lots
a sitting at Fogo de Chao. Like all you could eat steak.
Where we
picanha,
ate yesterday.
The filet mignon, the crispy bacon they have at the salad bar.
So good.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And maybe the cheesecake dessert with the strawberries and sangria. So much sangria.
Where do you fit this? I watch your workout videos. The ones that
do you know what it's like to live with this man who like eats everything in sight and doesn't gain a pound?
If you work out all the time, you can get away with a little halo top.
Are you throwing some shade because I?
Huh?
I work out all the time.
We both work out all the time. She just eats cleaner than I do.
Do you want me to tell them how many drumsticks you ate the other day?
Well, we bought. We bought a big box of 16 drumsticks for Crafty for the Iron Sheik Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I wanted to start dieting today.
He didn't tell anybody that they were in the freezer because he...
Well, I knew I wanted to start dieting today, so I couldn't just leave them or I would have ate them today. So
why didn't you just throw them in the rubbish?
Can't throw away ice cream. Where are you from? That's like a sin. Oh, man. You can't throw away ice cream.
So
there's starving people out there.
He ate the whole box and he shared it with Presley because he was...
Yeah, me and Presley share ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, because Presley, I'm number two. I'm always going to be number two. Kira's number one. Presley loves her the most. So if I don't bribe Presley every once in a while with ice cream,
uh-huh.
I'm in danger of maybe sinking to like number three or four, and I can't have that happen.
Now you guys bond over ice cream.
You guys have battled a lot of people over the years. Is there do you have a dream match with somebody, dead or alive, that you'd love to have a match with?
Hmm.
Aside from taking her to Slam Town again. I'm talking about the Dirty Dishes match.
Yeah. We had that Dirty Dishes match.
Yep.
For Nuclear Heat.
Man. You know what? I'm going to go with Okada right now. Top guy from New Japan. Super talented guy. Okada. Kenny Omega. Finn Balor. Rollins. There's a lot of people out there that I haven't wrestled yet that I'd love to.
I'd go with, like, Asuka, Tony Storm. I recently wrestled Viper. That was super, super fun. I wrestled her twice. It was really great. And, yeah, there's a bunch of people all over the place that I would really like to face, and I'd love another rematch with somebody.
Anytime you want some, come get some.
Now, with your schedule, you guys are all over the place. You're doing a lot of crazy things. Hypothetically, say WWE is seeing the amazing things that you're doing, and they were to give you that call, but you're having less freedom. Would you?
Who do you think would call from WWE?
Stephanie.
You impersonate Stephanie, and then Kira, you be you, and let's see how it goes.
No, you guys.
What?
Don't gang up on me.
No, like I'm not gonna say anything. I just. Hi. TK is Stephanie.
Hi, Kira. It's Stephanie McMahon calling.
Hello, Stephanie.
We would love to have you in the Mae Young Classic, but after that, we definitely want to sign you on.
Tell you want a bunch of money, babe. Don't do it. Don't do it unless she gives you what you want.
Well, I'd love to sit down with you and talk about the details.
Good.
What details? Anything in particular?
Tell her you want her to sign your husband. Oh, don't be shy. Speak up.
You guys.
Text her a pic of my ass. All right. Tell her she doesn't know what she's missing.
I think that if they called, and I mean, I don't really know what would happen, you know? I mean, I'd never say never. Yeah. I'd absolutely think that could happen or would happen or should happen or whatever. But right now, we're just really enjoying the projects that we're involved in, the shows that we're involved in. And you never know what can happen. Things can change in a day, in a week, and in 6 months, we could be in a completely different position. Right. So I'm just open to anything at this point and excited about the next year and see where we go from here, because really, together, we can do it.
Yeah, I mean, Lucha Underground coming back February 5th. In an ice cream parlor somewhere.
But yeah, you never know what can happen. So, you know, we're always open for the conversation, so we'll see.
Now, one of the reasons why we brought you guys on was for Blackcraft Wrestling. So if you guys were looking forward to that, it's been canceled if you haven't seen any of the stuff. They are going to have an event in December. I believe you said December 15th.
Reaper's Revenge has been moved from October 5th in the OC to December 15th in Buffalo, New York. BCW, Blackcraft Wrestling. I don't know if anyone saw their premiere event in Pittsburgh. If you did, I'm sure you'll agree that it was ridiculously cool.
Super fun to be part
of. They hit a home run with regard to the music, the set design, the way that everything looked, and they sold the place out. Mm-hmm. So I'm super bummed that October 5th is canceled because I had a bunch of people coming to watch.
We are too. Yeah.
But I'm really excited for December 15th in Buffalo.
Yeah, bring your jackets. Have you been to Buffalo in December?
Yeah.
I'm so spoiled now. I'm cold.
And Buffalo's that type of cold that will slap you in the face, like,
yeah,
quick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be cold. Just, yeah. It's not like New York. New York is a little bit warmer. Buffalo's no way up
upstate.
Yeah, so, no, definitely.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
Dang. Well, forgot about that.
Definitely check that out. Now, any other projects you guys are working on that I haven't mentioned?
No, I think you did a pretty... I didn't think you did your research.
Adventures of Peanut Butter and Johnny, the children... Never mind, we'll...
For another whole other
episode. We'll talk about it later.
A children's book for real?
Or... I'm only half kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's for a later conversation.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. It's too early. It's like Magnum. I shouldn't even be talking about it. It's not ready.
Well, you know what? You guys are, you know, now you're also an official friend of the show. So even if you want to tweet or you want to tweet for him, just let us know. Let us know. Whatever you want to talk about, we will let other folks know.
Of course. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for coming on. Now, real quick, Tony, I know we're kind of pressed for time. Let's hit that Star of the Week real quick.
Women's Pro Wrestling Star of the Week.
All right. So our Women's Wrestling Star of the Week is Mia Yim, who recently competed in the 2018 Mae Young Classic. She's the Blazing Baddie. She made her debut in 2009, where she primarily was working with the independent promotions in Virginia. Also known as Jade, she was a one-time Impact Wrestling Knockout Champion. She was also part of the Dollhouse for Impact. She also wrestled for Shine, Evolve, Shimmer, Full Impact Pro and Combat Zone and ROH. She was an amazing Mae Young 1 and 2. The one with Sienna. Absolutely. So Anywho, she's also signed October 24th, so definitely check her out if you didn't watch Mae Young or anything else. Her look is just amazing. And
I wrestled her at bar. I wrestled her at bar wrestling.
Yeah,
a few
that was the
ago.
One in July.
It was in the summer.
Yeah.
It was great.
I remember that.
I really liked
that. I still need to go to bar wrestling. It's,
what?
Shame on you.
I know. It's
shame.
Joey Ryan. Are you hearing this?
It's on the
shame.
We retweet it and it's on the other people on the team have gone, but it's just like when it's like that the far out one and I like Google it and it's like traffic.
Malden Park, yeah.
Yeah. It's like
but now that he's doing some more local locations.
Some downtown shows.
Yeah, so definitely.
No excuses, TK.
Well, next time. Oh, there's my question. Both birthdays are coming out in October.
Yep.
So I believe yours is first.
Nope.
No, yours is first.
She's
yours
got a big surprise for me planned, she says.
So what do you have you planned anything for her birthday?
I've got a couple of gifts in mind. She knows about them already.
We're really bad at keeping presents from each other. We're just like, I buy you this.
We have a good idea. And then we just, yeah.
Yeah.
We blab to each other.
He's on the 3rd and I'm on the 22nd. So.
So you have a surprise that you haven't told him, but you have a surprise that she knows about.
She knows about it. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, you can just send us
the details.
Okay. We'll send the details.
And so our poll last week was which show did you prefer more, Mae Young Classic or the Mixed Match Challenge? You guys voted 81% for Mae Young Classic. This week's question is, who do you want to see on the show next from Lucha Underground? So we have...
Do we have choices?
Well, give me 4 choices we can put on the poll.
For the Mae Young Classic?
No, for...
From Lucha Underground, who do they want to see next week?
On this
week?
Show.
On this show?
Yes.
Hmm.
Just 4 people.
You get 2, I get 2.
Who are your 4?
Wait, who are your 4?
My 4 was a beautiful Brenda, Chelsea Green, Katrina, and Melissa Santos.
Well, I'm going to go with Holly, beautiful Brenda, because I think that you'll just have a riot talking to her.
I have a feeling, because it seems like you guys are close.
Uh-huh.
And you guys are fun, that she'd be fun too.
Oh, she's very, very fun.
Okay,
she's
super cool.
Yeah. Her and Melissa live here, so they'd be, you know,
okay.
Easy and fun to have.
Right, Mariposa, sure. Was Mariposa on the list?
We had Mariposa on the show already.
Recently, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
We're currently in season 2.
Season 2.
Season 2. We're doing amazing. Yes. We are the #1 women's wrestling show on the planet.
Wow.
Awesome.
Makes sense that the #1 women's wrestling show on the planet would have the #1 women's wrestler.
Aww.
Now we're talking air horn sounds.
Where can everybody find you guys?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @TayaValkyrie, as well as facebook.com/TayaValkyrie, as well as you can follow @ChicMassacre for all the information on Twitter and Instagram regarding the Iron Sheik Massacre.
Follow me on Twitter @TheRealMorrison. Follow me on Instagram @JohnHennigan. That's my shoot name. Also, make sure to check out Boone the Bounty Hunter on Amazon, Netflix, iTunes, or get
stuff.
It on DVD at Dollar General. Great movie, Kevin Sorbo.
It is a really great movie. I rewatched it yesterday and I'm like, oh, okay, yes. I see.
Thank
that.
You. And listen to TK.
I'm just saying, I watched shows for work and this was enjoyable.
Good.
So definitely go and check that
let
out.
Let me ask you a question. Actually, okay. Yeah. If you did not like Boone the Bounty Hunter,
would I say something?
Yeah.
How you know that I'm not necessarily feeling as much, I wouldn't go over the top because I'm not over the top with compliments.
Oh, that's honest.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
believe that.
When you walked in, I'm like, oh my God, you're beautiful. Like, you look amazing. Like, aww. If you didn't, I'd be like, oh, hey, guys, welcome. Like,
what up?
Yeah.
You didn't say anything to me when we walked in. No,
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
Well, then.
I get it.
Just in case you guys are wondering, Evan Mack, you can follow Evan T. Mack, Sarah the Rebel @SarahTheRebel. Definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel, AfterBuzz TV Wrestling and Sports. Give us a thumbs up on iTunes. We definitely need all those comments on YouTube and iTunes. Like I said, we're working on some free stuff for you folks. So if you get some more comments, then we get some more free stuff. Then you get the free stuff. I don't get the free stuff because that doesn't how it works. Follow us on Twitter, WPW Weekly, IG, Women's Wrestling Weekly, AfterBuzz TV, all that good stuff. And you can follow me on everything @TKTrinidad. We know there's a lot of wrestling podcasts out there. Trust me, I've been watching a lot for the last 2 days.
But a lot of them suck.
He said it.
No filter.
We definitely appreciate you guys for watching this show, the #1 women's wrestling show on the planet, because we have amazing guests.
Ta-da!
Bam, 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 bam.
It can't get any better. So we're going to see you guys next week. Ciao.
Bye.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.